informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Bella with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the traditional owners of Gari are calling for biosecurity checks after an infestation of yellow ants were reported. Visitors to the island are not required to provide routine checks of vehicles upon entering, resulting in an influx of yellow ants. First Nations individuals are calling for possible washdown bays for vehicles entering the island in an attempt to alleviate risks of cross-contamination.
And snooker might sneak its way into the 2032 Olympics here in Brisbane after a successful 2025 World Championships in Sheffield this week. Jason Ferguson, the chair of the World Professional Billiards and Snooker Association, has set sights on the Olympics, stating that realistically, Australia is a target. The International Olympic Committee picks a few new sports to include every Olympics, and with other contenders such as cricket, surfing, and even esports, it will be interesting to see what Brisbane decides to add in the 2032 lineup.
In national news, a 2-year-long drought in South Australia has resulted in Australian wool production falling to its lowest in more than a century. The Australian Wool Forecast Committee predicts a nation decline of 12% in production compared to last year, with both South Australia and Western Australia dropping an additional 18.4%. This drastic decline is impacting not only current farmers, but causing an excess in shearers. Shearing Contractors Association of Australia representative Glenn Haynes is also concerned, claiming, "I honestly think we're going to lose around 20% of our workforce in South Australia."
And a review from James Cook University on Tropical Cyclone Alfred has revealed that southeast Queensland homes would have faced detrimental destruction if winds were just slightly stronger. Bexar Building Solutions' Bruce Haynes claimed that he would be concerned about purchasing a house constructed before 1980 as they failed to utilise tie-down provisions. Haynes has projected his fear for high-rise buildings, with residents being warned on the dangers of flyaway furniture off balconies.
In international news, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin have joined ties together against alleged hegemonic bullying. The pair have agreed to deepen their military ties to counter the United States' dual containment of the two states. Putin has claimed, "Together with our Chinese friends, we firmly stand on the guard of historical truth, protect the memory of events of the war years, and counter modern manifestations of neo-Nazism and militarism."
For your weather, Brisbane is partly cloudy today with a medium chance of showers throughout the morning. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news today at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.